Okay. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the new version based upon our all being home and working from our residences. And glad to see that we're getting more views than we were ever before. People are searching out how people are doing business and how to be successful and compete in this new world and this new marketplace. With that in mind, we have I'd like to welcome our reporter, Jonathan Penta, from and founder of Penta Wealth Management. Boy, John, you must be one busy boy right now.
To say the least. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Right. Yeah. I mean, everybody, everybody is concerned about their portfolio. Some people are doing things, some people aren't. Clearly, the market is moving around a lot, so something's going on. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, right now is a difficult time for investors. I know our clients are obviously concerned with the volatility. They're scared. Really for us, there's a few things that's allowing our phone not to ring off the hook. You know, clients have a financial plan. That's always the best place to go back to when you find yourself watching the ups and the downs of the market. You know, I had a CPA that I was on a call with just before this, who asked me that same question. Your phone must be ringing off the hook right now. And, you know, really, of course, our clients are concerned. Of course, our clients are watching the market. But our clients really aren't ringing the phone off the hook. Every single one of our clients has a financial plan. They have a target rate of return in their plan. We've tested for these situations. We have run through the stress test scenario. We run through the bad market scenario. So our clients, you know, they've seen it on the flat screen in our office. They've seen, that their portfolio can sustain these types of drawdowns, these types of downturns. So right now for our clients, it's really, being able to now understand that, hey, this is one of those difficult markets that Jonathan and his team drew out for me in the office, and it's just a pause to the bull market that they had seen for so long. So thankfully, our clients are ringing the phone off of right now, and we're protecting clients on the downside as much as we can.
So you've said you sort of built in these intellectual firewalls to their portfolio, and I think that's smart. And I think being reactionary is not necessarily the way to work in this economy. What are some of the biggest shifts that you are seeing, though, that are going on? Because I know there are new investments that people are looking at and other ones that are struggling. So there is a sort of a shift going on economically. So what are you seeing?
Yeah, so from a sector or industry standpoint, I think you're asking, so part of our investment management is active allocation. So we're constantly reallocating into different sectors and industries, overweighting certain sectors, underweighting others based on the economy, based on present economic conditions. So right now, areas like information technology, obviously software technology, the infrastructure that we need for you and I, Jeff, to be having this, this interview right now, and those sectors that are going to be critical during this period of who knows how long business will be held this way via video conferencing, healthcare, certain types of healthcare, obviously with concerns over the coronavirus and what that's going to mean moving forward. So companies that are putting a lot into potential vaccines, testing for the coronavirus, a lot of medical companies like that. Also, and then online companies that are going to be critical to people, the way of doing business online. So a lot of people that previously would have to go to stores, we'll see how long this lasts for people are going to be relying upon online portals and infrastructure, cybersecurity, just to name a few.
That's a lot of stuff. Do you find that a lot of what you're doing now is therapy?
Absolutely. That's why when I mentioned, it's a great question. When I mentioned earlier, Jeff, about the financial plan right now being a critical piece for our clients' peace of mind, A lot of what my job is right now is reassuring clients that they're on track to reach their goals. It's funny you use the word therapy. You know, it really is keeping clients' emotions in check and making sure that they, you know, do not focus too much on the daily ups and the downs, and just focus on what's most important. Because all difficult markets like this come to an end. Eventually, this volatility will subside. We've seen markets like this in the past. So absolutely, that's been a big part of my job as not only their investment advisor, but, you know, really as their personal wealth counselor, you know, their personal CFO.
Well, again, when everybody's hunkering down and home and security and food, the basics, and, you know, what's so money and security and cash flow becomes that much more important to people, especially when, you know, income is more questionable right now than ever before. And I'm sure you're having a lot of discussions around what if my income goes down? What are my alternatives?
Absolutely. Yeah, people are looking much more closely, and they should be, especially if this is going to impact their income. They're looking at their budget. They're looking at their cash flow. So we're helping with that. It's also an opportunity for people to do exercises that they had been putting off, frankly, for a while, as far as really rolling up the sleeves and taking a look at exactly what their spending needs are. You know, when things are great and everybody's doing well, the market's going up and incomes are going up, and there's no concern, people don't tend to look at those things. But so one of the things that we've been looking at are, what are the positives that come out of a situation like this? So that's one of them, is, you know, really just use this as an opportunity to reassess your spending, reassess your budget, and other types of planning that we help our clients with, Jeff, like estate planning. So as you know, a big part of what we do isn't just investments, but it's also big picture wealth management, advanced planning areas. So estate planning is a topic. It's a core area of wealth management that a lot of our families typically tend to put off. It's not usually front of the list for everybody. For some people it is, but right now, if you don't have your estate plan in order, if you don't have your wills and trusts in order, people are starting to use this as a time to really evaluate that as well.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. That's what I was thinking about, that, you know, you must be talking to attorneys and accountants a lot more right now, because the whole area of wills, estates, estate planning, trusts, trustees are more important than ever before, because this virus, it does have favorites, but it really does not discriminate any part of our population.
That's right. That's exactly right. And there's things that people can be doing now to take advantage of the federal exclusion, the estate tax exclusion right now. You know, is over $11 million per individual. And so that's slated to most likely go back to $5.5 million in 2026. So there's an opportunity that a lot of families can be looking at right now to maximize that exclusion by gifting out of their estate without having to pay estate tax, planning right now, low basis. A lot of securities are suppressed right now. So you can, gift something, you can gift a security now while it's down to someone, get it out of your estate, and that should appreciate because we're at historical lows. There's low interest rate right now, so people can be looking at refinancing options. So this current environment has also created some planning opportunities.
Well, you know, that's very true. And I think it is a good time to do transfers and take advantage of our tax situation, especially before, if this administration does not stay in power, it's advantageous at this particular point of time. So people have a year to do this properly. And it's not, you don't want to wait till the last minute. We've been speaking with Jonathan Penta, founder of Penta Wealth Management. Jonathan, if somebody wants to get hold of you right now and discuss these topics, how would they find you?
So they can, three ways, Jeff. They can either go to our website at pentawealthmanagement.com. They can reach out to me by phone, 781-996-5110, or they could email me at j- jonathan@pentawm.com.
Thanks, Jonathan. I look forward to speaking to you in the next few months, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, my friend. You too.
Thank you. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Tune in and stay healthy.